So we have a question from our live audience along those lines, Dr. Toonies. It's from Cheryl, and Cheryl said she just purchased 70 acres, and I'm jealous, Cheryl, because I have two and a quarter acres. I wish I had 70 acres. My horses wish they had 70 acres of pasture irrigated and didn't stand in the desert dry lot. But she wants to know what kind of grass she should plant for her Gypsy Vanner horses. Dr. Toonies, where can she find information about that?
Yeah, that's a great question. And there's really not, most of the grass, sort of species of grass, and the mixes that are put together for seeding pastures are put together mostly for like the beef industry. So you've got, rye and some of the bluegrasses and the like. Some mixes have legumes in them, have some clover in there as well. And then there may be regional mixes, but I'm not aware of that. I mean, there's been a little bit of a move in recent years to try and come up with mixes more specifically for horses, with the concerns about pastures being quite rich for some horses at certain times of year. But there was very interesting talk at Equine Science Symposium, a number of years ago about how difficult, how long it takes to actually generate, different strains of grasses and things. So to my knowledge right now, most of the mixes out there are aimed more at beef cattle production and other livestock. And it's going to come down a lot to the climate that you're in. And so I would really advise that she finds her local extension office and seek out her extension agent. And she may or may not have an equine extension agent, but if they don't have an equine extension agent, hopefully there might be a beef extension agent who has pasture experience that she could potentially work with to somebody would come out, look at her facility, and kind of figure out what species of grass would make the most sense. I mean, some things to think about are, if you do put clover in a pasture, you have a little higher nitrogen, a little higher protein in the end grass, and that's they fix nitrogen out of the atmosphere, so you potentially have to worry a little bit less about fertilizing the pasture because it sort of almost self-fertilizes. But I've also got clients who, when they put clover in their mix, ultimately the clover ended up taking over the entire pasture and kind of choked out some of the grass species. And the other issue when you have clover in is that if you do have issues with weeds, you can't use any kind of broadleafed herbicide because you'd kill off the clover, which may or may not be a good thing depending on how much clover you have at that point. So just some things to think about that your extension agent should be able to help you with.
And my two cents on that with the extension agent is their salary is usually paid by your taxes. So
Yes.
they are usually a free source of information, and that's a rarity to find in the horse world is free sources. So they're a great source and a free source.
So I have to laugh, Dr. Toonies, because I was at the feed and seed store earlier today picking up some stuff for my horses, and I walked through the pasture seed aisle, and they had a pamphlet for pasture grasses, and it had a picture of a cow and a llama and a sheep and a goat and a horse.
No, any horses?
There was a horse that he was towards the bottom, but the cattle were definitely at the top. So,
Yeah.
but Dr. Jones, is there any concern about types of grass? I know that fescue can be a concern because of the endophytes, and that's kind of a big topic. But should horse owners be wary of any specific grasses for their horses to graze on?
Well, really, again, that's a regional thing. The clover, they can get the excessive slobbering and salivation. The fescue can cause the mares to not produce milk in the last trimester of their breeding, of their pregnancy. has claimed, but it's never been 100% proven, the coastal grasses, but it's really the coastal hay, causes colic in horses. The nutritional value is what I really focus in on, and I ask the extension people to have that discussion with the clients is which one of those pasture grasses are going to give nutritional value to the horse. If it's just like eating iceberg lettuce for you and I, we're just filling ourselves up with something that has zero or very little nutritional value, and it's kind of a waste to seed and fertilize something that has very little nutritional value as your horse is sitting out there staying thin, and you're going to have to supplement with a good quality hay or grain. So just make sure your pasture is something that's proper for the horse, doesn't cause any side effects, as well as will keep the weight on them.